Does your basement leak only when it rains? At PermaSeal, we believe your basement should be dry all the time. For a free estimate, you know who to call, PermaSeal. 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Dawn Jackson Blattner is on the line with us, a registered dietitian, nutritionist, certified specialist in sports dietetics. First of all, hello, Dawn.
Wendy, hey, I am so excited to be here with you. When John's out and I'm like, oh my gosh, who's coming? And when I heard it was you, I was very excited.
Well, I was excited to have you on as well. And I have to tell you what I had as an afternoon snack yesterday in your honor. I pulled out a can of chashi, which are chickpeas or garbanzo beans, and I squeezed some lemon and some crushed garlic and some red onions and some red peppers and some Italian parsley, and I ate the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness. I love that. First of all, I mean, I'm crying with joy over here. Second of all, this happens to me a lot, sort of like the confessional of food. It's like either, you know, saying something great or not when people are eating. And, you know, I'm not a judger, but I am going to judge this as A-plus fabulous. Let's just say beans, you know, I have a special place in my heart for them.
I know.
Because they are protein and fiber. You just cannot get enough fiber in your diet. Everybody is low. The average American gets like 12 grams of fiber a day. You're supposed to get 30 grams of fiber a day. And that's for fullness. That's for digestive health. That's for focus. It's literally everything. Fiber is everything. And so you probably had there, I mean, let's think about it. You probably had your day's worth of fiber with all the vegetables and all those beans. How'd you feel after? Full and fun?
Yeah, it felt, it was great. However, I'm contradicting that by having a Big Mac since McDonald's is sponsoring our hometown today. But, you know, yeah, the yin with the yang, right?
Yes. I mean, this is honestly, that is balanced eating. And people sometimes are like, what are you talking about? You're a dietitian. Shouldn't all the food you talk about just be, you know, 100% superfoods? And it's like, yes. I mean, here's the thing. Yes, beans and whole grains and fruits and vegetables and everything like that should be the base of our diet. But if you really want to do this for 110 years that you are alive, there are going to be some days where you have a, you know, a Big Mac, or some days you have candy. You know, this is a long game. That's what I don't think a lot of people understand about nutrition. It's like, this is a long game. You got to figure out ways to have fun and balance and enjoy your life. You know, this is so, anyway, I like your balance, girl.
Well, I like you, because whenever I hear you on the air with John or when I speak to you, you never shame anyone. I mean, Thanksgiving is coming, and I bet you don't care if somebody has a piece of pecan pie. Maybe not 10 pieces, but, you know, you don't shame anyone.
Well, you know what? Thanks very much for that. You know, it's plenty of years that I shamed myself, and, you know, I felt the shame of a diet culture all around. But I tell you, Thanksgiving is a time that, one, you know, focusing on the reason for the season, you know, this is all about gratitude. And so for me, it's not only gratitude of, you know, the people we're with and our health and all that stuff, but also, like, you know, pausing and actually being grateful for the food that, you know, took a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of love for people to get on that table. And so my only sort of rule of thumb when it comes to being healthy for Thanksgiving is one rule, and that is savor. Taste it. Actually appreciate the food that you're eating. And I got to tell you, you naturally will feel better because you're chewing it, you're tasting it, you're laughing about it, you're talking about, you know, what they did to make it. I really think that that gratitude for your body and gratitude for food can go a very long way.
I wholeheartedly agree with that. Savor each bite. It's my favorite holiday. I'm hosting 13 people, and I just love being around family and enjoy it. That's what the day is for.
Yeah, and it is. It's really, it's one day. You know, people are like, oh my gosh, you know, and it's one meal. You know, there's 365 days for you to be, you know, buckle down and eat everything that you think is a superfood and whatever. This is one day out of 365 days. So yes, you can sit back and just really taste. That's the only promise that I make myself, that I taste each bite. I want to taste it.
And you know, it's so funny because there are certain people in my family that shall remain nameless who completely pack their plate. And I just take a tiny little bit of everything, and you can always go back and get more. I can't eat all that in one sitting.
Well, I think two things. One is I always say keep your eyes on your own paper. You know, it's like everybody has their own plate. Everybody can do their own thing, right? That's the first sort of rule of thumb. And then the other thing is, yeah, like truly doing what you like the most. I really think prioritizing your favorites is something interesting that can happen when you are being mindful and tasting your food. And you're like, you know what? I don't even know if I really like this roll. I'm not going to pick it this year. I'm going to save room for my true favorites. Prioritizing your favorites, not eating everything you want, but eating the things you want the most, is really a very wise move in how you deal with not only how you enjoy a buffet style meal, whether that's Thanksgiving or anytime, is like really prioritizing your favorites. And, you know, I think what's so interesting about, you mentioned something about pecan pie. It really is interesting about dessert and sort of diet culture of things that you'll oftentimes see people maybe not even wanting dessert, but then they take little pieces of a million different things and they act like they didn't have dessert, when in actuality, they had probably more dessert than if they would have just said, listen, I'm going to enjoy dessert. I'm going to pick my one favorite thing. I'm going to put it on my plate. I'm going to taste it. I'm going to have some tea with it. I'm going to savor it. I'm going to enjoy it. And then I'm going to move on. I'm going to really own that pie, eat it, and move on, instead of like feeling guilty about things and just making these little slivers that end up being way too much in the end.
I agree with you. All right, we're going to talk about adult Lunchables when we come back, but I do want to throw out a listener text right now, if I may. This is from 630. Can you ask Dawn how she feels about magnesium supplements? Is it a good idea? If so, which one? There are about 5 different types of magnesium. A bit overwhelming to decide which one is right.
Yeah, we can talk about that now, or are you going to break and we're talking about
it? We have a few minutes here, and then we'll talk about your adult Lunchables.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So here's the deal with magnesium. The stats say about 50% of us are low in magnesium. Now, that is because it tends to be in a lot of healthy foods, and so we're not doing enough whole grains and beans and fruits and vegetables. So, you know, of course, the dietitian is always going to tell you, please, please, food first. Get your nutrition from food first. So you could easily Google a list of high magnesium foods and get it there. Now, if you are saying, okay, you know what? I am doing my best, but I still would like to see about magnesium. There are a lot of different magnesiums on the market, and they're usually attached to something. So it's like magnesium citrate, magnesium methionate, it will be attached to something. And depending on what type of magnesium you're choosing, it may do something different in your body. So one interesting, fun thing that you can do is they sell on the market magnesium that's attached to maybe 3 to 5 different things. So you can get a mixed magnesium. That's magnesium citrate, magnesium oxide, magnesium methionate, all of these different in one pill. And so I sort of like that because it's a coverage. You know, you get the full coverage of all different types of magnesium all at once. So that's what I tend to do with clients. Now, if somebody has a specific reason why they're taking magnesium, like, for example, stress or sleep, they want to experiment with it. After they've looked at their diet to get it through food, I may pick a specific type of magnesium for them. But generally, a good rule of thumb is picking this mixed magnesium supplement.
Great advice. 773, Wendy, I made Dawn's lentil meatballs yesterday. Delicious.
I got to tell you, listeners are the best. These listeners are the best. They go on my website, they find a recipe, and then they tell me about it, which is the most fun thing ever. So, yes, I love those lentil meatballs, too.
All right. There was something else. I just lost the text. Doggone it. Don't stand by the kitchen sink and eat. Always sit down and make the most of it. Marlene checking in with that. And that's definitely great advice, right?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I have something that I call table, plate, chair. That anytime you eat, anywhere, anytime for anything, whether it's a gummy bear or a full dinner, I don't care. Table, plate, chair means you must be seated at a table and put it on a plate. If you had that rule, I will tell you, you would feel so much more control of your food. You'd feel so much better about your choices, and you would enjoy your food so much more. And secretly, you'd actually naturally eat less by doing that. Table, plate, chair is the rule to live by. It's my favorite food rule of all.
Wow, that's up there. All right, give us your website, because I don't have it here anywhere.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, for all those recipes you want to try out, it's DawnJacksonBlattner.com.
Hi there, it's Wendy Snyder sitting in for John Williams today, and Pete Zimmerman is not here as well, so Colin McCarthy is filling in, and Dawn Jackson Blattner, Colin actually has a question for you.
Oh, I love it. Bring it on.
Hey, Dawn. So I have ADHD, and sometimes eating can be really hard. I'll either indulge myself, or I won't want to cook at all, and then I lean towards eating the unhealthy stuff because it's the quicker option. Is there healthier, quick eating options, or is it something that meal prepping can help solve?
Okay, first of all, thank you for being vulnerable and opening up to me. I appreciate that, and all the listeners. I think that's so great.
I'm a member of the ADHD club, too, yes. Just FYI.
Well, and thank you. I think this is a great thing to talk about. And it is, many people are struggling with this exact thing, not just ADHD, but the idea that sometimes they feel, you know, energized to make a meal. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they want a meal prep on a Sunday. Sometimes they boycott it. You know, this is a real, some people have energy for cooking. Sometimes you don't. You know, your schedules are crazy. I mean, this is definitely a problem that is for everybody. And it's actually, it bridges actually nicely to our talk about adult Lunchables, mm-hmm. actually. Okay, because honestly, this is where I am most of the time, is that I don't want to meal prep because it feels like I'm locked into something, you know, like, now I got to eat that. What if I don't want it? I saw a meme on social media. It's like, meal prepping is where you get food that's a little old, something that you don't really want to eat, or something else, you know, and I'm like, it's true. It's true. So, I'm not bashing meal prepping, but I do something called ingredient prepping instead. So generally, the hardest things to have on hand are proteins, like cooked chicken breast, cooked salmon. That, you know, the whole protein category tends to be hard, where you can easily then get veggies that are already cut or frozen that are all ready to go. So you can have, on those days you don't feel like cooking, oh my God, my protein's already ready. Oh, and I have a good sauce in my fridge, and I have some veggies in the freezer, and I can just make a quick meal or a quick bowl, you know, quinoa out of the freezer kind of stuff. So I will ingredient prep things like chicken breast or even like quinoa or some grilled veggies or roasted veggies, but I don't necessarily do meal prepping. Now, if say you want to ditch all that, say you don't want to prep anything and you haven't prepped anything and you just want to sort of like live on the fly but still eat healthfully, that is where these adult Lunchables come in. And here's what it is. It's the same thing as a Lunchable, but it's for adults. A Lunchable is something where it's, you know, it's just pieces of things. It's a cracker, it, you know, it's a real Lunchable has like crackers, cheese, and meat. That's what they are. So the adult
and maybe a cookie.
Version, oh, yeah. Thank you, Wendy. You're right. So let's just do that. They just slap stuff in a container and call that a meal. And so why don't we do that as adults when we are struggling to get healthy food in our bodies? Just slap stuff in a container and call it a meal. And what that stuff is there's four parts to a healthy adult Lunchable. There's a protein, a produce, a smart carb, and some kind of sauce or dip or dressing. So those are the four parts, protein, produce, carb, and like a sauce. And so I have given you an example on this blog that I do every week called The Nutrition Wow, which stands for Words of Wisdom. And it's getting so much crazy good feedback because people are loving the example that I gave. I make a Green Goddess Lunchable. Mm. So I take grilled salmon that I either bought in the deli already grilled or is left over from a meal that I actually had energy to make. I put cucumber and radish chunks. I do some whole grain crackers, and then I have a little tub of Green Goddess dressing. And so it's salmon, which is a protein, cucumber and radish, which is a veggie, whole grain crackers, which is the smart carb, and then the Green Goddess dressing is that saucer dressing. And it's delicious. I eat it with a fork, and I put a little salmon on a cracker. I dip it with a little dressing. I have a little piece of cucumber, and it keeps you engaged. It's interactive, but there was no cooking involved. And you can not just make this Green Goddess one. You can have whatever you have in your house. So, like, for example, rotisserie chicken even. Say you don't even have anything in your house. You're like, okay, you can have rotisserie chicken as the protein. And then put bell pepper strips if you have them, or snap peas, or celery sticks, or a piece of pears, or, you know, something like that for the produce. You could go to your cabinet and say, oh, my gosh, you know what? I have some whole grain pretzels I could put in this. I have some hummus in the fridge for the sauce or the dressing. So this is actually a template of how to make a meal really quick with whatever you have on hand. And so if you were to do this adult Lunchable for even dinner, for example, you would have the steady balance of all those food groups. You would have variety, so you wouldn't have to be locked into eating the same thing every single day. And then third is you're really cutting down on food waste, which is, I mean, a huge problem for lots and lots and lots of people. We waste so much money on food waste. And so if you're doing these like meal kits like this, or this like quick Lunchable, you can just scan what you have for leftovers and put it all together and call that a meal without cooking. So it's a very, I feel like it's a very exciting way to have no drama, but balanced eating.
And you can find that at DawnJacksonBlattner.com, your blog post involving adult Lunchables. The problem with ADHD, though, is you don't even want to plan ahead. It's kind of spur of the moment. And that's where a lot of these grocery stores have the things you mentioned, already the cooked salmon. You can get veggies and just wash them and cut them up. And who doesn't love a good radish?
Well, you know, I feel like they don't get any praise. They don't get.
I love them.
I love them too. But yeah, hey, Wendy, I think you're making a smart move here. So, say you don't have anything around your house, you can go to the store for four things. I'm saying this is the anatomy of an adult Lunchable is four things. You look around for a protein. So you say, okay, I'm going to buy cottage cheese. Oh, I'm going to buy this rotisserie chicken. Oh, I'm going to buy a can of tuna. Okay, you got a protein. Go to the produce section. Buy the veggies that are already cut and cleaned for you. It's like, okay, hey, you know, I have cherry tomatoes here. I have the celery sticks. Go down the carb aisle and say, okay, this girl's saying whole grain pretzels. What is that? Read a couple of labels. Get your whole grain pretzels. Or go to the deli where they probably have some potatoes or sweet potatoes there. Put that in there. And then buy a container of guacamole or buy a container of hummus. And then go home. You have four things. And it actually can make a balanced meal because you've hit each of those food groups.
Eat more beans too. Eat more beans.
Oh, you know, hey, listen, you know for a fact that now I need to make myself a t-shirt like that. That seems like a theme song for me.
All right. And someone has texted very quickly. What about tofurkey for vegetarian Thanksgiving in terms of nutrition and sodium?
Okay, you know what? Here's the deal. I do believe in making sure that if you have somebody you know is plant-based, that you ask for suggestions from them. Like, so if you aren't naturally a plant-based eater, you may want to see if they even like that. You know, it's an assumption that sometimes, you know, oh, they're a vegan, they probably eat tofurkey. So first, I encourage people to get feedback from the actual people coming to your party. But then I do enjoy that as an option. This is not the time where you're getting the necessarily the lowest sodium things. You want something tasty on your table that your plant-based eaters will enjoy, and I think that fits the bill. If somebody doesn't want that, actually, what's so interesting is your other listener was talking about the lentil meatballs. So I have made in the past lentil loaf, like a meatloaf, like a harvest style lentil meatloaf, and had that at Thanksgiving for a plant-based friend. And so that is another option if you don't want to buy something that's already, pre-made and higher in the sodium level, and you have a little time to make it yourself. A lentil loaf is really great. It's a great protein source because of the lentils. And also, you know, lentils have fiber too. So yep. It's very filling for your guests as well.
Eat more beans and lentils and protein, produce, carb, and sauce. Thank you for that. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, Dawn. Always a pleasure.
Well, thank you so much. You too, Wendy.